I'm Summer McStravick, host of this show, Flow Dreaming. As a BBS radio listener, you can receive 10% off all of my books, CDs, and instant MP3 downloads at the Manifesting Store at flowdreaming.com. Just enter the coupon code letters BBS during checkout. Enjoy 10% off at flowdreaming.com. Remember, BBS at checkout. This offer expires on July 31st.
You're listening to Flow Dreaming with your host, Summer McStravick.
Welcome to Flow Dreaming. Hi, everyone. I'm Summer McStravick. Thanks for joining me for another hour where we talk about the power of your mind to create, to manifest for yourself. We talk about the universe, what it's made of, what we're doing here. Oh, we tackle all the big questions, and then we get down to the fine nitty-gritty of, well, how do we make our lives work better using all the tools at our disposal, not just the ones that we can see with our eyes. So deeply interested in the way our universe works, the science behind it, the natural laws that we are part of, and applying some of these ideas and principles to spirituality. So if you're interested in that, you have found the right show or the right podcast. I know a lot of you have been emailing me lately that you found me on iTunes, which I think is just wonderful. This show is there for podcasting. You can also go to my website, Flow Dreaming, F-L-O-W, flowdreaming.com. And all of my shows are listed there, and ways that you can listen to them, where you can find them, many different outlets. It's really getting out there right now, and I'm very happy about that. So today's topic, as we get into this idea of how do we use our minds, what can we do, what is possible for ourselves. Today's topic is kind of an interesting one. Ha ha ha. It's about negative energy, so-called negative energy. Something I don't talk about too often, but I've been getting some emails accumulating in my inbox here. People have questions. They say, someone has cursed me. That was an interesting one that came through. They said I live around other people. Another email said, I'm just paraphrasing here, that I live with some extremely negative family members and I can't seem to get out from under the cloud. What can I do about it? And then there are always other emails coming in all the time from people who are complaining about their work and the people they work with and how their negativity just seems to strangle their energies. What can we do? Are any of these scenarios related to one another? And what is negative energy? Well, for those of you who've listened to me for a while, you know that I look at the world strictly on a basis of what we are made from and the many layers that we are composed of. And ultimately, my ending layer, the finest layer, the one that's really just pure information, pure consciousness, is the one that intersects with source energy, God's energy. The purity of everything from which everything comes out of, springs out of. You know, when I, you know, think about some of the Christian terminology, you know, that God made the world in so many days and, you know, crafted it and sculpted it and created it, in my mind, I'm just simply translating it and saying, yes, God took of itself to create something wondrous, to see what would happen, to experience itself through all the things that it made, the universes, all of our individual bits of consciousness, all of us, little bits of God in action, every moment of every day exploring, moving through this thing called time, and then generating these enormous amounts of data, enormous amounts of energy, sending it all right back into source. We experience it, it flows right in through us, and all the way back in through all the layers of energy, right into source. Now, what I've come up with this particular way of looking at life and God and source is my own hybrid of not just Christian ideas, but many other spirituality, many other teachings. There's Buddhist ideas in here. There are certainly metaphysical ideas in here. And there are a lot of ideas from science and from quantum mechanics in particular, the study of the universes and how they're created, the membranes that possibly separate our universe from other universes, and the way that data and information bleed back and forth, the way that time works and travels through. We're all part of this. We are part of this magnificence. And, you know, we sometimes say, well, we're just this tiny little thing, you know, this tiny little animal on a tiny little planet just going through our days, living our lives. And I say, well, you know, yeah, the little physical part of us is, it's a tiny little thing on a tiny little planet. It's got a very tiny little lifespan. I say, well, what are you going to do with it? You know, pretend that you were just plopped into this thing for this tiny little bit of time and said, go experience, enjoy, give back to source, add back to God. What are you going to do? What are you going to see? What are you going to feel? How are you going to contribute? What are you going to build? And that's called living. And when you are manifesting, that is when you are living with a kind of conscious connection to that deepest source energy that you are, that consciousness that you are, or that God energy, however you want to translate it in your own mind that makes sense to you. How do you want to live it? Now, some people, because our topic today, here we are, our topic today is negative energy. Some people are going to find themselves experiencing negative energy, either generating it or receiving it. Now, sometimes people who are generating negative energy, that's just the space they're in. That's the point of consciousness that they are at right now. Now, remember, step back a ways. Step back from this human judgment for a moment. The negativity that people do oftentimes comes from a whole set of circumstances. And for me, when I look at people behaving in what I think of as an evil way, evil being a very loaded term, I again step back and say, well, you know what? For me, evil means causes suffering. And there are people who will engage in causing suffering. They'll make, you know, my personal ones that I go crazy about are when they make animals suffer or they make children suffer. But people will make all kinds of things suffer. The earth suffer. Their loved ones suffer, their wives suffer, their husbands suffer, their family and their friends suffer. You can kill someone and make them suffer. You can just make them suffer with unkind words. It's all the same in the scope. It's all the same, just degrees of intensity, degrees of how much pain it causes. For me, this is what negativity really is, or negative energy is. The ability to cause suffering, and the person who is doing it being engaged in this causing of suffering. That is the person who is creating negative energy or within that space of negative energy. Now, all of us have been in that place before. We have all caused suffering. It's just a matter, again, of degree. And the matter of degree depends on what point in our consciousness, what point in our experience or evolution are we at? What is it that we are going for or after? What tools were we given in our lives to shape us, to create us, that might make us become negative or not make us become negative or tend us toward becoming negative? Let's put it that way. No one can be made to be negative because we are all independent owners of our own soul. Oh, here's something, a little quick digression. Sometimes people say, you know, can our souls be stolen? Can they ever be obliterated? You know, that's what I'm really worried about, that, you know, for instance, Satan or somebody like that is going to take my soul, steal my soul, crush my soul. Well, what I realized years ago, and this came from some of the deep spiritual research I was doing at the time in communication, was that souls really are collections of just information. To go back to that word again, information or data. Your soul is a composite of all that your individual consciousness has ever seen, done, experienced, where it's going, as well as anything else that might be part of you that you've accumulated over the centuries, the millennia, however long your particular essence has existed for. So imagine this soul of yours as being like a little bit of mercury, you know, like in an old-fashioned thermometer. You can squeeze it. You can maybe disrupt it and squeeze it into all different tinier little pieces. But it's all still there. It doesn't go away. It's all still there. It may change its shape. It may change its form. In fact, it always is changing its shape and form, because every second you're adding to it, you're increasing yourself, right? You're growing. You're adding to you constantly. You are changing and increasing and moving your soul around every second. So if someone is attacking you or trying to take your soul or keep your soul in, it's like trying to keep that mercury in. You can't. It wants to, you know, if you ever have tried to crush mercury, and I have to admit, oh goodness, I did that once as a kid. I broke a thermometer and played with the stuff. Maybe that explains a lot about me, huh? But you know that mercury will just slide out around you, but then it comes back together again. Comes back together in a blob. This is like your consciousness. Once something has been learned, once something has been experienced, once something has been stamped into the energy of creation, it cannot be unstamped. It cannot be unlearned. It cannot be removed. It can be forgotten. It can be buried over with all kinds of other information, but it can't be undone. So your soul is never in jeopardy. It's never in jeopardy. The only kind of jeopardy it could possibly be in is if you start filling it with suffering and pain. Yes, you can do that. And yes, other people can contribute to that. You know, speaking of that email the other day that came through where the woman says, she'd been cursed, or I can't remember if it was her or her mother. One of them had been cursed. She wanted to know what to do, and, you know, somebody said that they would, if she paid the money, that they would take the curse off her, and, oh, that drives me crazy. That's ridiculous. Anybody can take a curse off you. What's a curse? What's a curse? Negative energy. It's just somebody generating a boatload of negative energy and sliding it your way and saying, there, you sit with it. I made it, and I sent it to you. It's like sending you a softball, you know, like pitching you a softball. And you sat there, and you caught it. What was wrong with you? Why didn't you deflect that? But sometimes this happens. Sometimes when we have been through really, especially rough spots in life, we've been hurt. We've been feeling emotionally shredded. We've felt worn down to the nub, like someone's taken a nail file on us and just ground us for years. When you become so depleted like that, your energy is so weakened by all this constant hardship and trouble, you can become more open or defenseless. It's like when your body is run down and you start catching every cold and every flu and your immune system is down. Think of your emotional, spiritual immune system as being down. If that has happened through ongoing trauma of some sort, yes, you can accidentally be open to negative energy. And if you're associating with those kinds of people who are generating this negative energy or generating this suffering, and they give some to you, yeah, maybe you could be carrying it. I have seen that in people, especially in people who have mental illnesses or who have drug dependency issues like that, again, that take down their emotional immune systems. Now, notice I'm not using any religious kind of words about this. I'm not talking about sin. I'm not talking about Satan. I'm not talking about evil. I'm simply talking about accumulating the energy of pain and suffering, or of anger, bitterness, negativity, fear. Those are the things that your emotional energy field will hold on to. And those are the things that you can interpret in any religious context you want. You can call them curses. You can call them being haunted. You can call them, something evil or satanic. You can put any labels you want. But for me, it's just carrying around negative energy. So what do you do if you have this? What do you do if you live in an environment where the people around you are constantly pounding you down and sending out negativity and pessimism and ugliness and allowing in all kinds of horrible things in their life because they are simply at a point in their awareness where they don't know any better? You know, again, don't blame them. This is just where they are. Another piece of God experiencing a different part of itself, not the one you'd pick, but they are independent creations. They are choosing that, right? So here's what I do. First of all, I struggle at all times. I shouldn't even say struggle. I attempt, I create. Let's up the words on this from the difficult to the easy. I send out the idea, first of all, that I simply reject negativity. I reject evil. I reject sinfulness or suffering or any of these words you, again, want to use. Simply reject it. I don't want it to be any part of my life. I have no use for it. I have no desire for it. It doesn't need to be part of my experience right now. I've had enough of it, in fact, in my past. I've had enough bad experiences. I've had enough negativity that when I go through my day, I say, I don't need any more of this. I've had it. I know what it's like. I don't require it. I don't desire it. So right there, I'm stating a kind of continual intention coming out of me that says, I don't want you. Rejection. Rejection. Right? This is like throwing up a screen around yourself at all the times. I don't want you. Rejection. Right? And that's perfectly acceptable. It's called creating a boundary, creating a screen for yourself. It lets some things in that I want, and it blocks other things that I don't want. Now, the other thing that I do is I recognize when I do get into a state where I'm afraid of something. I'm afraid of the negativity that someone else is directing at me. Maybe there's somebody who says they're going to do something terrible to me and they're going to put their bad thoughts on me. First of all, I reject it and I say, you can do whatever you want, but it's not going to be affecting me. And the second thing I do is I go, oh, if I do get fearful, if I say, well, maybe they're really powerful. And I mean, I don't really do this, but I have been in this place in the past. I don't think this way anymore, but I know that sometimes we still do and other people still do. So I say, okay, well, if I do get in that place of fear, I recognize, all right, fear is the door that negativity uses to get into my field, to get into my flow. Fear is, think of it like a crank, you know, cranking you open right down the middle. Whenever you felt fear, first of all, think about this. It often feels like a little lightning strike going right up through your stomach and your heart. You felt that, you know, that sensation, you know, that fright. And it's like, boom, opening you up wide open. Fear is what allows in negative energy. Fear is negative energy's friend. It's what it uses. It's that particular emotion that it uses to imprint in the energies. And we talk about imprinting using different emotions all the time. Well, fear is an emotion, too, that can be used to imprint the energies. And it could imprint your energy, again, with the things that you are afraid of. So what I do is I look at that fear. And I say, fear, I can feel you. I feel how powerful you are. I feel how you're affecting my body. I feel how you're making my heart race. I feel how my mind is getting clouded. Damn, you're powerful. And I say, well, wait a second. What's behind you, fear? Where's all that? What's the energy that you're using to be so powerful? And I go, because that's what I want. That's what I want. I want that energy, that fear energy. You are powerful. You know what? I'm going to take you, and I'm going to grab you, and I'm going to make you mine. I'm not going to let you be fear anymore. I'm going to find the power in that fear. Whatever has so affected me is extremely powerful. I'm going to take that, because back up a step. Remember, we deal with emotions. That's our little paintbrushes that we use to paint the universe with, paint our desires and our thoughts and what we want to have happen next. And usually we're using paintbrushes that are great, like I'm painting happiness into my energies. I'm painting joy. I'm painting peace of mind. I'm painting prosperity. Well, what happens if suddenly you're painting fear? You go, oh, wait a minute. Okay, I'm stepping back from that energy. I'm stepping back from that emotion, and I'm finding out what's the core of that. Because think about all of the paints, right? All the different colors that they are. They all just come from a very few basic colors, right? Well, energetically, it all goes back to just one energy. It doesn't go back to three colors like it does with, you know, red, blue, and yellow. Every color in the universe is made out of those three. But energy goes back to just a single energy. The energy of everything, the energy of flow. So I look at fear and I go, I'm going to take you the energy that's underneath you, that's powering you. I'm going to make that mine and I'm going to reflect it out. I'm going to just turn it right back and I become a mirror. I become a mirror and I just deflect. I deflect whatever that is. I say, I take that power. I close up that part of me that was accidentally opened by fear and I just reflect it back out again. Whatever's coming at me is bouncing right back out again. Right back out again, because I'm closed to it. I am utterly and completely closed. It cannot cling to me. We are two opposing magnets. And then, if you want to even go further with it, you begin to feel love. You begin to feel compassion. You begin to feel the strength that comes from that. You put yourself in the flow. You put yourself in God's presence. You put yourself in Source's presence. You put yourself in the flowing energies of life and the universe and positivity. And you begin sending that back out. And then that becomes a real opposing magnet. A real opposing magnet. And that is the natural flow of life and the universe. That's what takes no energy to create, because it's the easiest thing. It's where life wants to go and wants to be. Fear is the opposite. Fear takes tremendous amounts of energy to generate because it's anti-life. It's anti the flow of the universe. It's everything in reversal. It takes more energy. So it's a very easy process. It's very easy. And even if you didn't understand everything that I just explained to you, you got the gist of it. You got the idea behind it. Now, one more thing. What happens to that person or that situation that has generated the negativity? By the way, this isn't always a person who's generating it. Maybe it's an event. Maybe something has happened that has scared you to death. Maybe it's a new avian flu or swine flu or nuclear meltdown. Maybe it's something like that, and you are ripped open again by the fear of it, allowing that negativity in. Same thing. It doesn't matter what generates it. It is generating suffering inside you. Suffering is negative energy. That's all it is. And you just reflect it back. Now, in the case when a person is generating negative energy, because obviously I'm saying people can do this. You can do this. You can create suffering and ill circumstances for other people. And maybe sometimes you've been tempted. You remember those ex-husbands? You remember those horrible bosses? Do you remember that best friend who betrayed you in sixth grade? These are all people that you've been very tempted to scoop on some real negative energy and say, I just wish they would drop dead in the road. Rawr, rawr, rawr. And you're generating all of that. Think about what's happened to you when you've done that. What have you been filled up with? You have been filled up with the same negative energy, the same suffering, the same suffering. Whatever you generate for someone else, you generate for yourself. And if you are creating what's the word for it that I can say on air? If you are generating crud for someone else, imagine yourself like sitting in a toilet being filled up with crud around you. That is what you're doing. Do you want to do that? And do the people you know who are negative, look at their lives. Their lives are filled with crud. They create it. For other people, for themselves. You can't help it. What you express, you are. And there is no stronger argument for using flow energies toward positive, beautiful works. Because I don't know of anybody who would want to create more suffering in their own lives. So, the sermon of the hour is over. The sermon is over. We're going to go to a break. When we get back, I'm looking at your calls here. By the way, if you're listening live, it's toll-free from any place in the world, 877-230-3062. You can catch that phone number again on my website, flowdreaming.com. Navigating to the radio schedule page, all the information is there. You can find out when the show is live, as well as all the different places you can go to listen to it and how to download anything you want, anytime you want. So, calls when we get back, as well as a nice flow dream to shake off some of the negativity in our lives right now. We'll be back in a few moments. I'm Summer McStravick, and the show is Flow Dreaming.
You're listening to Flow Dreaming with your host, Summer McStravick. What dreams do you want to manifest in 2011? Live your best life with the support of your angels and guides. Dubbed the Psychic Goddess, Zuri Eberhart will guide you through a session with your spiritual team to get the answers you need to move forward with clarity and confidence. Whether you have questions about relationships, energy healing, finances, career, or life purpose, the angels will provide the right wisdom exactly when you need it.
visit www.askzuri.com to schedule your private session today. That's www.askzuri.com.
What can you do to smooth out a difficult situation? How can you program a new career, good health, or a fulfilling relationship into your future? Or maybe you need to know what someone, such as a spouse, boss, friend, or family member, is thinking so you can make some informed choices. Summer can help you with every one of these situations in a private session. She's already helped thousands of others, and you can read reviews of her intuitive and manifesting skills at flowdreaming.com. Visit flowdreaming.com to schedule your reading today.
By far, one of the most popular flow dreaming programs I've ever created is the 2-week Flow Dreaming Prosperity Challenge. I think it's because we look at the energy of money and income from a really practical, yet energy-based point of view. We look at how our own internal thoughts and feelings either help money cooperate with us and come to us, or run away. Money is energy. It's flow energy, no better or worse than anything else. And it's simply up to us to change our own internal connection to this energy, to allow it to pour freely into our lives. We each deserve to have enough money to live happily, healthily, without fear for ourselves or our families. We each deserve to be able to do what we love in the precious days of our lives, and money is the energy that allows us to do this. So I invite you to remake your personal connection to money and income by exploring my Prosperity Challenge 2-week book and CD program. It's inexpensively priced. It's at Amazon.com or my website, flowdreaming.com. And it might be the best investment you ever make because you're investing in yourself.
Discover what being a manifesting practitioner means by exploring Summer's website, flowdreaming.com. It's a hub for manifestors like you who want to learn more about the unseen energies of this world. You'll find Summer's blog, downloadable Flow Dreaming MP3s, links to her radio shows, archives, and much, much more. It's the place to go for all things flow. See you there. FlowDreaming.com.
Are you new to the flow? Start with a free Flow Dream MP3 from Summer McStravick's website, flowdreaming.com. Sign up for her newsletter, which she always writes herself, and she'll send you a Flow Dream to put on your MP3 player so you can begin sculpting your universe and learning the art of manifesting. Just go to flowdreaming.com and sign up for the newsletter today.
Manifest your life with Summer McStravick and Flow Dreaming.
Welcome back to Flow Dreaming. I'm Summer McStravick. Thanks for staying with me this hour. I have some of your wonderful emails to read. By the way, you can email me, summer@flowdreaming.com, anytime. I love to hear your stories and share them. My June's newsletter just went out yesterday, and I put some of your stories in there as well. Did you know, as well, since I keep saying that right now, that I have been busy creating new flow dreams, instantly downloadable flow dreams, quick ones you can do in about 10 minutes on some of these single subject topics, kind of like the one we're going to do in a minute here, to deflect negative energy in your life, return to sender. That's what I should have started this show with, huh? That song, Return to Sender, Address Unknown. But the flow dreams that I have on the website cover a whole variety of things. Asking source energy for help, becoming debt free, being super, super lucky. That's a great one. Finding a new home. The one that just came out last week. Raises, promotions, and recognition. We create tremendous amounts of energy in these very narrow focused areas of our lives, working with this kind of flow dream, listening to it, putting your feelings in there, putting your emotions in, painting the universe with these feelings, with this energy. And If you want to learn more about exactly how to do it, because I didn't really describe it in this show, go to the website again, flowdreaming.com. I have lots of free articles that you can read and research and learn how to do this kind of thing. Or you might want to also try the book Flow Dreaming. You can get it either as a physical book or an audio book. And I read that book myself, by the way, in the audio. And that will really explain how to use this and how to do the process. Anyway, here is an email that came in from Judy, and she says, comment, I just listened to your show yesterday, and it was amazing as usual. Thank you. I came here to download the Flow Dream because I've been trying to manifest a promotion. Each time I need something you seem to be talking about in your radio show. And she's referring again to the raises and promotions, Flow Dream. She says, I just love you, your shows, and the weight loss program has done so much for me in terms of loving my body and releasing emotional waste. I'm on week 4 now, and I'm a whole different person. I can actually look in the mirror and say, I love you, or that I am beautiful. Thanks to you. Thank you so much. And I'm doing, and she says another one of the Flow Dreams she's working on, asking for help. I wish I could do all of them at once, but I don't have the time. I love them. And thank you for putting me on the easy path. And that's from Judy. Well, thank you, Judy. And I'm sharing this with you, by the way, because she is using the weight loss Flow Dream program, which is 2 weeks. And she mentioned releasing emotional waste. We do a lot of that in the weight loss program, and a lot of work on loving ourselves, loving our bodies, becoming best friends again with our bodies. And it sort of ties into what our subject is today, which is negativity. When you have been loaded up with negativity in your life, either because you've personally experienced it or other people have loaded it into you, it stays around in you sometimes. You pack it on. You pack it on just like you might pack on pounds. Energy is energy. Think of emotional energy as maybe you are 50 pounds of emotional energy overweight. Maybe what you need is to start releasing this emotional waste, releasing the negativity that you're carrying around in yourself, in your field. This program is great at that. It's not what I intended to do. I intended to help you lose actual weight, but it seems to be helping people with both because I've been getting a lot of emails like that one. Anyway, thanks a lot, Judy. Larry wrote me a very short one saying, love the flow. Flow dreaming seems to be the only thing that works for me, and I've tried them all. The Secret, Buddhism, meditation, Deepak Chopra's work, everything. Flow dreaming literally has given me more happiness than anything else. I feel that flow dreaming gives me a sense of being stronger. Thanks, Summer. And that's from Larry. So I don't read these to you just to listen to me. I'm so wonderful. I don't do it just for that, even though sometimes people say that. I do it because this is how this process affects people's lives. And you can do it for free. You can do it using the audios I've created, or you can just do it by yourself for free in your own life. Make it a practice. Make it part of your life. Something that is natural to all of us. This ability is God-given, part of us. Take it and use it and be stronger like Larry. It does make you stronger. I can testify to that myself. I have so much more courage today than I had even 5 years ago in my life just because of doing this. And that was never my intention. It just happens when you start taking control and saying, hey, wait a second, this doesn't have to happen anymore to me. Doesn't have to happen. Or, hey, wait a minute, this can happen to me, and it's going to happen to me. Okay, so we're going to do a brief flow dream, and then I see some of you with your calls, and I'll demonstrate how I use the flow to not just look into people's lives and see what's happening for them, but how to reconstruct people's energies, reconstruct people's lives. I'm like a energetic reconstructive surgeon going in and helping you, giving you what you want. How do you want to look and be and feel and have? All right, so what we're going to do here is a very brief flow dream. Now, normally when I flow dream, I do it anywhere from 3 minutes to maybe 15 minutes. It requires you to sustain very strong emotional energy. That's something that sometimes takes a little practice to do, because we feel emotions usually when the emotion overwhelms us. In flow dreaming, one of the basic tenets of it is that we create the emotion and then overwhelm the universe with it. So we are the generators. We are creating a feeling, not waiting for life to make us feel something. We reverse that equation. We become, again, powerful. We create the feeling. We immerse the universe and our energetic field with that. And then the world around us has to say, oh, what can we do to match this? We've got to make ourselves match this feeling. We've got to put stuff that goes with this. That's one of the real core ideas of flow dreaming. The other is, of course, moving into the flow, moving into that river of expansion and beauty and ease and creation and acquisition and growth that we're all on. And sometimes we make ourselves feeling guilty about it. We say, oh, we have to grow. We have to learn. We have to reach nirvana. We have to reach enlightenment. We have to, we have to, we have to. You know, we have to get to heaven. We're on some kind of spiritual treadmill. And by golly, we better pay attention to it. Well, flow dreaming says, you know what? That's all just happening. It's all just happening. Every day you're growing. Every day you're expanding. Every day you're becoming something else. So what is it that you're going to do today? Don't think about tomorrow. Don't think about when you're dead. Don't think about any of that. What are you doing right now to make yourself feel wonderful and to make the people around you feel wonderful? What are you giving back to your life? What are you giving back to the earth? What are you giving back to other people? All of that is energy that comes and scoops you and carries you high up with it. Okay, so let's go into the flow. Three parts of it: guided daydreaming, intense emotion, and being in this river of being, this flowing river. We're going to go in there with a very succinct purpose, which is to deflect the negative energy that may be in our lives. Now, go ahead and look on my website in the next week or so. I am probably going to be creating a nicer version of this flow dream, one with really good music and really well thought out and scripted. I do these when I feel that the flow dreams are really important and need to be put out there that way, and I'm thinking this might be one. But we can get the ball rolling right now by listening to this music as we close our eyes. We're going to take a breath in, deep breath, and out at your own pace. We're releasing and relaxing. We're not going to carry any tension into this place. We're going to daydream together. We're just daydreaming, drifting off into a little fantasy. And daydream about life, thinking about our life, thinking about how we feel, thinking about our body, pretending that we can feel our body right now as if there is a cloud around it, a cloud that streams out and away from it, a streaming cloud of energy, bright, translucent, beautiful. It's like the inner core of us, pretending that the outside is very hard and physical and has our skin and our bones and our organs. But the inside of us is very pure and diffuse, translucent and beautiful, humming and alive, pure information, pure energy. And we're feeling this about ourselves as if we're glowing right now, beautiful and crystalline. Any colors that reach out to you, those are your colors. And as we look at ourselves, we say, wait a second here. I wonder if there is some negativity in this being that I am. Have I acquired any negativity? Has there been anyone in my life who's been lasering me with this negativity? Have I allowed it in? Have I allowed it in through the feelings of being afraid? Or even of being upset and angry? All of those are door openers, weren't they? Close that door. I close that door in me right now. I feel it banging shut, solid, like the vault of a bank, closing. Closing that door of fear, closing that door of anger, of bitterness and upset. I didn't realize that was allowing in that negativity. I was allowing that situation into my life to permeate me, to come through me and over me and around me. That door bangs closed like a heavy wind pushes it. Ah, that's better. That's better. Now it's just me and my energies again. And I don't need to be afraid. I don't need to be worried. What was that all about? That's funny. Sometimes negativity comes in and it can overwhelm you and make you forget these things that may have happened. Well, let's get rid of this negativity that might be still in there. Let's find it. Let's find it. Where is it hiding out right now inside you? Can you feel it? Like a little darkness, a little dark spot, a little dark patch? That heaviness. Those thoughts that those people may have given to you about yourself or about your situation. They're just other people's thoughts. They landed inside you and then you took them, you kept them, you held them. Release them, let them go. Let them fly out of your arms right now like birds releasing into the sky. Little gray birds flying out and away, black birds flying out and away. Letting it go. Feeling it go. Releasing that energy. Hostility, fear, suffering, negativity, evil, any word that you want to say. All names, all different perspectives on the same energy. The energy that draws down, clogs up, hurts, harms. That energy has no business being inside us, no business being in our life. We kick it out right now. Kick it out. Let it go. Don't need it. There's enough of that elsewhere in the world to get into if you want some of that. We don't need what you've had. Let it go. Release it. Out. Gone. And we feel the relief in us right now. What a sense of lightness bubbles up through us. It's like a whole new space, an empty, beautiful, glowing space has opened up. And we feel that. We feel the lift of it. We feel the beauty of it. We feel the lightness of it. That's how we really are. This is who we really are. Now that we got rid of that other stuff that didn't belong to us. We feel so much better now. We're going to open our eyes at the count of three down to one, having released that negativity. 3, 2, and 1. There you go. All right, you can think about how that made you feel. And if you think this flow dreaming process is going to work for you, while we go to a break, I'm Summer McStravick. The show is called Flow Dreaming. Coming right back and getting to your calls. Debbie and Anne, you stay with me. I think I'll be able to get to both of you right after this commercial break.
Get in your flow today and discover how to create your world. With Flow Dreaming with Summer McStravick.
Do you want to learn more about flow dreaming? I'm Summer McStravick, and I know I don't always explain the technique in every flow dreaming radio show because that would get repetitive. But you can learn a lot more about flow dreaming by visiting my online learning library at flowdreaming.com. It's full of free articles about flow dreaming, so you can learn more about both the technique and the philosophy. You might also want to talk with other people who, like you, want to manifest and create in their lives by stopping by my Facebook page and searching the term flow dreaming. Thousands of people have gathered there in the flow dreaming community, and I post on my Facebook page almost every day. I hope to meet you there soon. You can reach Venus for your own private reading by visiting GodIsAlwaysHappy.com and using the contact form to reach Venus. You can also enter to win a free psychic reading with Venus by signing up for her blog or newsletter at GodIsAlwaysHappy.com. Venus draws winners' names each week. Plus, you can follow her very interesting life. That's GodIsAlwaysHappy.com.
You're listening to Flow Dreaming. Are the people you want to reach with your product or service listening too? You can sponsor the Flow Dreaming radio show or the Flow Mojo web TV show and get your business in front of an audience of like-minded customers. Tens of thousands of people podcast this program every week, and every show is archived, meaning your products or services will reach people over and over again. Just visit flowdreaming.com or email Summer for a free informational package.
Summer McStravick's Flow Dreams to Fall Asleep To has been a lifesaver for so many people who've had a hard time falling asleep due to anxiety, stress, or constant worry about situations that feel out of their control. Just look at the reviews on our website, flowdreaming.com. Her gentle words and guidance into the flow is the perfect path into a deep, restful night. Plus, for everyone who can get to sleep, this CD is the perfect way to fill your mind with positive, soothing words and imagery that will build your inner confidence and self-love and keep you in your flow. This CD is a treasure you can give yourself tonight by getting the downloadable MP3 of the CD, Flow Dreams to Fall Asleep To, on our website, flowdreaming.com, or visit amazon.com. Here's wishing you sweet dreams.
Manifest your life with Summer McStravick and Flow Dreaming.
Here we are at the end of the hour. I'm Summer McStravick. You've been listening to Flow Dreaming. What we're going to do now is get some of your calls in, and you're going to see how I work with flow energy. I do teach people how to manifest. I teach the art of manifesting through this technique of flow dreaming, which is based on the flow dreaming philosophy. But there is also another aspect to it. There is an empathic, intuitive aspect to it where you can do more than just put information into the universe. You can draw information out of the universe. Remember, we're talking about data, 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 data. So you can write the data or you can read the data, to use old computer terms, writing and reading to that floppy disk, remember? So now we're going to read from that floppy, and I'm going to look at Debbie in Massachusetts. Hey, Debbie, how's it going? Debbie, are you there? I don't hear you. Uh-oh. Did we lose Debbie? Sounds like it. Okay, how about Anne, New York? Hi, Anne.
Summer, how are you?
No, I'm good. I'm great today.
Good. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes, sure.
I first want to thank you for doing this topic, because I think it's just such an important one. I definitely am relating to it.
Good.
I am a therapist, so I have to deal with people's, you know, negative emotions a lot, and my job is really to try to transform them into something more positive.
Yes, I can just imagine facing that deluge of emotion day by day by day.
Yeah, absolutely. And normally, you know, I do okay with it, I think, but when I have an additional negative situation in my personal life, it just, everything sort of becomes harder to manage in terms of those negative emotions.
Sure, you become more porous. You become more porous. Your own lowered ability to fight off, you know, lowered immunity, let's say, starts to come out in your practice. Yes.
Exactly.
I see that.
That's exactly how I feel. And I was just sort of hoping you might be able to go into my flow and just kind of see what you see in terms of that, because I do feel weighed down by a lot of negativity right now.
Mm-hmm. So what's going on in this personal life of yours? Is this a romantic relationship?
Well, it's... actually, it's a family situation where, unfortunately, you know, when I have someone in my family I know is having an affair on someone else in my family, and I'm the only one who knows about that, and no one else knows, so that's weighing me down and trying to make a decision, and it's a lot of negativity that's being generated right now.
Right. Okay.
And then there's also romantic stuff, too.
There's romantic stuff. Oh, my goodness. There's so much relationship-y stuff swirling around you, like little gray scarves flying around your head. You know what you need to do right now, Anne? I just see you holding. It's like you have made yourself, probably because this is your nature as the therapist to want to help, but you have made yourself be the person who holds the burdens.
Yeah.
And I can see you doing this. It's like you're holding these big, heavy rocks and said, well, I'm the one who volunteered for this. You know, you're like one of those moms at school, you know, who volunteers for all the crummiest PTA positions.
Yeah,
saying,
absolutely.
You know, I want to help. I'll be the one to do it. What you can do, and I'm not putting down those PTA moms, by the way. I'm just saying we all know that there are certain jobs that we all don't want to do, but someone's got to do them. Okay. You are doing that with the relationships in your own family. and in your own life, and, you know, in your own personal life. You are holding these heavy rocks to you, and you need to put them down. You don't need to unknow what you know. We talked about that. Once you know something, you can't unknow it, right?
Right.
So, but it doesn't mean you need to keep holding it. You can put it down. You can put it down. You can put it down out of your mind. You can put it down out of your thoughts. You can say to yourself, that's their situation, not mine. Not mine. So first of all, with you, I'm getting a real strong sense of the people that you do not need to be involved with, you are not involved with. It is theirs. Give it back to them. You're holding something that's not yours. It's yours by accident. Or it's yours maybe because somebody told you something. But you don't need to hold it. You don't need to be drawn into it. It's not your job. It's not your job. Okay, so put those people aside. Just put them, you know, push them. You should see me right now. I'm using my hand and I'm physically pushing them back from you, out of your energy. You put them out of your thoughts. You put them down. You don't think about it. They're not entering you. They're not part of you. Their energy is not part of your energy. They are not you. Now, your own romantic issues, you know, are a lot more cloudy. It seems to me like you have a lot of going back and forth here, a lot of, you know, your thoughts are firmly here, and then they're firmly there, and then they're here, and then they're there. It's just causing this constant. It's, you know what? It's making me seasick.
No,
it's like there's a seasick feeling from all of this schlopping back and forth in your own emotional terrain right now. So whatever is happening for you in your own personal romantic life, it's like, I want to just ground you. I want to stick your feet in the ground, and get you again out of it somehow, out of the back and forth thing. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do very much. I'm not grounded at all in terms of romantic relationships.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know what it does over time? It makes you woozy. I'm getting woozy in you. It makes you dizzy. It makes your thinking dizzy. It makes you unable to see and feel clearly. And as a therapist, that's your main job. So when you are working with other people and you're trying to see and feel clearly on their behalf, it's difficult when in your own energies, you're kind of like rocked back and forth. You know, imagine, you know, a pot. I don't know why I'm seeing a picture of a pot full of salt, and the salt kind of swirls through the water, blah, back and forth, and you wouldn't want to drink it. My God, it would make you ill. Okay. So here's what you need to do, or what I'm going to do with you and for you, because you really need me to just go in and kind of flush it out. I want to see this romantic life of yours becoming more settled and more still. And I don't mean dull. I just mean still, focused, clear, where you can make a step, where you can make a real step in a real direction, and it counts. Something about your life has been like you try to make a step and it doesn't count, and then you end up making another step and that one doesn't count. You feel like you keep doing these same steps and you're not getting any place. They're not taking effect. Okay. You take a step and it counts, and it's clear, and it's still. And this, it's like it zips you up again. It zips up your energies again, so that you are once again, shielded from all of the emotional crisis of your work life. You need more work than this, Anne, but I can't give it to you right now.
I appreciate this so much, though, Summer. Thank you.
Okay. You're so welcome. Maybe it gives you some ideas to think on and ponder, though, okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you again.
Oh, you're welcome, Anne. You take care. All right. Bye now. Let's see. Sam, has Debbie from Massachusetts come back on? I'd like to get to her. I did promise if she's there.
Hello?
Oh, Debbie. Hey, you are. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Yeah. Tell me quickly what's going on.
Oh, okay. My mom died like 3 years ago, and I got a little burnt out because I was her full-time caregiver. And then I got involved with some family that's not related, but they're sort of like related, but they're not. And I got involved with their trauma drama, and I let go of my own life. And now my boyfriend's waiting overseas. He wants to get married, and unless I get my citizenship, I can't do it. And I keep giving all these excuses. I got this, you know, from other people that I finally got rid of. And I'm just tired, and it's taking me the grief to get over my mom 3 years. I don't know. Nothing's going right.
Debbie, you know what? I'm looking at you very briefly. I don't have much time, but you have a pileup behind you. You have a pileup. You have all these bits of unfinished business. There's more than you're telling me. It's not just the not getting the citizenship. There's a lot of unfinished things around you. Things that are half done, half taken care of, put aside, not attended to. Maybe these are, you know, taxes or jobs or paperwork. There's
everything.
All kinds. Yes, yes. You got backed up. And it's like somebody took a, what do you call it, like a big, you know, bulldozer, and they just, you know, broke up the ground and pushed all this debris. And you feel like you're standing on the top of all this debris, looking down on it, going, how am I ever going to tackle this?
Yeah.
How am I ever going to get through this? And it's making you feel squashed right up there in the very front, squashed by all this stuff. You have to do some very serious weeding, very seriously thought out weeding in your life. You pick the priorities and you focus just on those. And then you take the other things on the list, those half finished things, you either get rid of them or you decide when they'll be taken care of. You need a lot of focus right now. I'm trying to give you a little of that energy in the few seconds I have that I have left for you and kind of get you out from being squashed under all of this. Don't take anything new on until you start clearing away this. Think very carefully. Get some paper out. You need this structure really badly, okay? All right, Debbie. Well, thanks for your call. I know you did wait a while. Oh, gosh, I tried to get you earlier. For anybody else I didn't get to, Donna, I see other people here. Try me next week, and I'll probably, you know, by the way, I'm doing an all-calls hour in June. So right from the beginning, I'll be working with each of you individually all hour long. Be sure to get on that one. Or stay tuned for the Dear Venus show, which comes up next after this if you're listening live, or look for it on podcast. You can ask her questions. She's my mom. She's very, very good. Summer McStravick, host of this show, Flow Dreaming. As a BBS radio listener, you can receive 10% off all of my books, CDs, and instant MP3 downloads at the Manifesting Store at flowdreaming.com. Just enter the coupon code letters BBS during checkout. Enjoy 10% off at flowdreaming.com. Remember, BBS at checkout. This offer expires on July 31st.